Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past and his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves.
What was the real sin in the Garden of Eden? Did Adam and Eve eat the wrong fruit, an apple, and cause the death and suffering of an entire world, every soul on earth from that time till now? As crazy as it sounds, it's what we have been taught in our respective churches, both denominational and faith-based. Most teachings will have you to believe that Jehovah God would punish billions of souls because of two who ate the wrong fruit. And along with that, they don't teach you why it would make Jehovah God so mad that he would allow death to enter in for all mankind. The search of knowledge, be it concerning everyday issues or divine and perfect knowledge from God, must start from the beginning, or you will never end up with a sound in or conclusion. I am not going to spend precious time debating half-truths, but I will spend time speaking on the inspired word of Almighty God through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Jehovah God chooses this truth to be written down by the prophets and apostles and scribes and translators, and we as Christians count on it for the way and the truth for living. Jehovah God did not and will not let us down when it comes to his instructions. All answers are there in the Bible, but unfortunately, man likes to create their own answers, their own truths, and their own plan for salvation. Jehovah God does not honor false teachers or even you when you don't use what he gave you, your own able mind, to read his word. I will be speaking on what really happened in the Garden of Eden. I will talk about the cause and effect of the actions of Adam and Eve some 6,000 years ago. I will be teaching on the repercussions that rocked the very foundation of God's plan. During this series, I will include the final day of judgment and the passing of some into eternal life with Jehovah in heaven, and the sentencing of others into the abyss, the lake of fire, hell, with Satan and his lot. We have been lied to since Sunday school about the original sin, and the ones we most respect have misled us. But Jesus said to us in Mark 13:23, "But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things." Another scripture reads in 2 Timothy 4:3-4, 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables." That comes from the King James Version. Mankind brings deception upon themselves by their lack of knowledge of God's written word, the Bible. We go through the same old routines in local churches. We sing the same old songs, sit, stand, kneel, dance, and shout, and then we drop a few dollars in a basket and leave, never learning anything about Jehovah God's word or his will for us. We instead rely on a man standing in a pulpit, and then we come away as victims of false teachings and lies of Satan that bring us to no good end. There will be no victims in hell. All of our answers are in the Bible. Jehovah God saw to that. Sometimes it is necessary to turn to a teacher to help us understand our Father's word, but you better check him or her out for yourself in your Bible, or you may be misled. You need to do your own deeper studies to arrive at the pure truth, and that takes effort, that takes time and action on your part. Because you are listening to this study, know that it pleases Jehovah God more than anything else when one of his children, whom he created, cares enough about him to listen and study from the letter that he wrote to them, that he wrote you, the Bible. This is a story about Adam and Eve, not the six-day creation. When studying the Bible, it is important to understand the language that it was written in, whether it be Hebrew or Greek. Our English meaning for words do not always mean the same thing as in the Hebrew or Greek. So as I speak on this study, I will be giving you definition on words from the Greek or from the Hebrew so that I may give understanding to what has been said or to what you have read, okay? Hold on, I'll be right back. Welcome back. We will begin this study in Genesis 1 through 13. 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" This comes from the NIV version. Let's define some words. Let's define the word serpent. Hebrew word 5175, pronunciation, I will spell. The word for serpent in Hebrew is spelled N-A-C-H-A-S-H. This word means a snake from its hiss. And then another word from the Hebrew word 5172, and I'll spell that word, N-A-C-H-A-S-H, spelling the same. A primitive root properly to hiss, i.e. to whisper. A magic spell generally to prognosticate. And the word prognosticate means to forecast, to predict something future from present, indication or sign, prophecy. To practice deviation, to divide, to observe signs, to deliberately observe, to practice fortune-telling, to take as an omen. So all those words is the Hebrew meaning for the word serpent. This serpent is no ordinary snake. It is Satan himself. The serpent is just one of Satan's many names. In the Bible, in Revelation, we see four of Satan's names identified, but it is all the same one entity. And just like it says, Satan, the serpent, is magical in his ability to enchant, subject to magical influences or bewitch. I'm going to read from Revelation 12:9-9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And that comes from the King James Version. All right, let's define another word, tree. In Hebrew, the Hebrew word for tree This is word number 6086, and I will spell it. Lack of being able to pronunciate correctly is spelled E-T-S, and then in parentheses, A-T-E-S. Look it up for yourself. Help me with the pronunciation if you will. I don't mind. This is a tree from its firmness. Another word, 6095, spelled A-T-S-A-H, is a primitive root properly to fasten, to make firm, i.e. to close the eyes, figuratively. The spine giving firmness to the body. The body is the trunk and the arms and legs are the limbs. God uses the word tree symbolically in the scripture to mean people both good and bad. You'll find in the book of Isaiah, it gives one example of how God uses the word tree as being used symbolically for people. And I will read Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prisons to them that were bound. 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give upon them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And that comes from the King James Version. The serpent and the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden are one in the same entity. It is Satan himself. All right, now I'll read from verses 2 and 3 and 4. 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Let's define some more words. Fruit, fruit of the tree. The Hebrew word for fruit is word number 6529, spelled purity, P-E-R-I-Y. P-E-R-I-Y, fruit, in a wide sense, A, fruit, a produce of the ground, B, fruit, an offspring, children, progeny, used of the womb, or figuratively, C, fruit of action. And then another word, eat of it, that was in the verse above. Eat, Hebrew word 398, spelled A-K-A-L. This word has many uses, among which one use means to lie with a woman, which is a sexual act. And then another word, touch, equal Hebrew word 5060, spelled N-A-G-A, naga, properly to touch, i.e. to lay the hand upon for any purpose, to lie with a woman, touch. And then 4, verse 4 reads, 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Again, what is the definition for serpent? It is Satan. Ye shall not surely die. This was the first lie in the Bible, and it was Satan as the serpent that uttered it. Satan is called the father of lies. And we read in John 8:44, Christ speaking, 44, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, abound not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. King James Version. Snakes cannot speak, but Satan will speak to you if you are not careful. Do not play with him. He is supernatural, and he speaks only lies to deceive. He is the devil. us continue. I'm going to read verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, "For God do know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Let's define another word. Your eyes shall be opened. This is the second lie in the Bible, and Satan is also the author of this one. Remember from verse 1 that the tree that the serpent wants Eve to partake of means to close the eyes, as in being deceived and losing sight of the only commandment from God at that time. You'll find in Genesis 2:17, God speaking to Adam, 17, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." King James Version. I will read verse 6. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave it unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Again, let's define base words meaning. It's no ordinary tree, for it wasn't a tree, it was Satan. Pleasant to the eyes. Hebrew word 25:30, charmed, to desire, to covet, to take pleasure in, to delight in, to be desirable, to delight greatly, to desire greatly, desirable, all right? And then the word desire, Hebrew word 8378, to yearn for, to lust after, use of body appetites, a longing, a delight, subjectively satisfaction, objectively a charm, a desire, a wish, a longing for one's heart, lust, appetite, to covet, to wait longingly. All those words for the word desire. Go look them up yourself. See what we're saying here. Apple trees don't make you smart, but Satan can fill your mind with evil wisdom and evil thought. And then one more word, took. Hebrew word 3947, ch. A primitive root, to take, to lay hold of, to receive, to marry, to take a wife, to take for a person, to get, to take possessions, to choose, to take in marriage, to receive, to accept. Does this sound like Eve and Adam were eating apples? I don't think so. Eve lost her virginity to Satan, whom was the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, and who is none other than Satan himself. Satan is a deceiver and a liar, and he has many names and roles that he plays throughout history, but it is always the same entity, something that has a real existence. He will come in the role of the Antichrist in our generation. Now, we did not read one mention of an apple, but we will see pictures all day long of Eve holding an apple. Guess what? Adam also partook of this forbidden fruit. Satan is a supernatural being possessing supernatural powers, thus he can appear to Adam and Eve as two different things. We don't know for sure what degree Adam partook of this fruit, but he did. We were brought up on a lie from our early youth on, so the truth can seem remarkable. But in learning while something happened, the cause and effect of it, we can better accept it for the truth that it is. And with all the false teaching going on in this latter-day generation, sometimes it takes more work to unlearn the untruth than it does to learn the truth of God's word, the Bible. Eve lost her virginity to the serpent, whom was that tree of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, and who is none other than Satan himself. Satan is a deceiver and a liar, and he has many names and roles he has played throughout history, but it is always the same entity, existence, and he will come in the role of the Antichrist to our generation. But it's the same entity that was in the garden with Adam and Eve. Again, Adam also partook of this forbidden fruit. Satan is a supernatural being possessing supernatural powers. Thus, he can appear to Adam and Eve as two different things, being entities, if he wanted to. And again, we don't know for sure what degree Adam partook of this fruit, but as we study on, we will see that Eve became pregnant from her doing so. She was impregnated and conceived by the serpent first. Then she conceived a second time from Adam and went on to bear twins, Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel were what are called fraternal twins, which is one birth of two children conceived at the same time. This serpent wasn't some garden snake. Snakes don't have organs of speech, but Satan has the organ to accomplish impregnating Eve with his son Cain. Satan knew that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, would come through the lineage of Eve. This was the first attempt of Satan to destroy the pure seed line that Christ was to come through umbilical cord to umbilical cord for 4,000 years later. Satan is fearful of Jesus Christ because he knows that it is Jesus Christ who will eventually accomplish casting him into the lake of fire, hell, which I will cover in Genesis 3:15 later. We know that Satan's plan failed with the ultimate birth of Jesus Christ, who upon his crucifixion defeated death, which is to say defeated Satan. Satan is death. It is one of his many names and roles he has played and will play in the Bible. I'm going to read Hebrews 2:9-14. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. 10. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things in bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. 11. For both he that sanctifieth and who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. 12. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. 13. And again I will put my trust in him, and again behold the children which God hath given me. 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. King James Version. Go and read it. All right, let's move on to Genesis verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Well, eating apples doesn't make you ashamed of your nakedness, but losing your innocence and your virginity will. They didn't make masks to cover their mouths, but they did make aprons to cover their private parts. Satan is a supernatural being which possesses supernatural powers of deception. So through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have power to withstand Satan. Adam and Eve could not. Every event, every cause and effect from the time Satan first spoke to Eve in Genesis 3:1 until God intervenes and passes punishment on all of them in Genesis 3:14 through 19 is Satan's handiwork. All right, let's continue on to verse 8. And they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. 11. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou shouldn't not eat? 12. And the man said, The woman whom thou givest to me, with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. All right, another definition. What I do here in this study, I give definitions of words because, you know, words that were spoken in the translation of the Bible in the Hebrew and in the Greek have different meanings than some of our English words. So it's important that you know what Hebrew words mean. All right, the word beguiled is a Hebrew word, 5377, spelled N-A-S-H, a primitive root. To lead astray, mentally to seduce, morally to seduce, to beguile, to deceive, utterly, infinitively. Beguiled in the Greek New Testament is word 1818. I'll spell it. E-X-A-P-A-T-A-O. To seduce wholly. This was a sexual act. There can be no misunderstanding as to the meaning of what the serpent did to Eve, as there is only one meaning of the word E-X-P-A-T-A-O in the Greek language. Go look it up. All right, next up, part two of what was the real sin in the garden. More than just a sexual sin. So tune in. He lives. I hope you enjoyed this study. For transcripts, reviews, or comments, write me at jesusandwe@bellsouth.net or visit my website at www.jesusandwetalk.org. He lives, and thank you.